Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Now, there are those who would argue life is too short to make your own mayonnaise, but if you can get it right, without it curdling, it is much tastier than the stuff you buy at the shop. And now is the time of year when it's most useful with anything from shellfish to salad. So, to cook the perfect mayonnaise, Arabella Boxer, author of the Book of English Food. Arabella, a book of English food, but isn't mayonnaise French?
Yes, but in the period that I'm writing about, the 20s and 30s, there was a lot of French influence still. And the grandest people, like the Duke of Devonshire and so on, they had French chefs. The best hotels had French chefs. Everybody knew a certain amount out of French food, above a certain social level, of course. French wine was very, very popular, brandy, liqueurs. And a lot of chefs were taught by the leading French chefs of the time. I mean, sorry, a lot of the English cooks were taught by the leading French chefs. A rich person would send his chef to be schooled.
So what sort of recipes would they have used with mayonnaise during
that period? Well, just the sort of recipes we use now, sort of cold dishes for the summer, cold roast fillet of veal sliced and dressed with mayonnaise. Egg mayonnaise, always popular. And the one I'm thinking and writing about today, which was called a first course summer dish, which is basically an egg mayonnaise with a little extra added.
A little extra being prawns.
Prawns, exactly.
OK, we are now going to make the perfect mayonnaise. What sort of eggs are you using?
I like to use organic eggs, but I try to avoid the ones that are so organic that the yolks are bright red, because I don't really like that colour. So most organic eggs, absolutely fine, and even the reddish ones are okay too.
And how do you ensure that they're fresh?
Well, I buy them from a shop I really trust, or I look at the sell-by date and so on.
And what sort of temperature do they need to be?
Stored at, you mean, kept?
Well, just before you're about to use them to make your mayonnaise.
I always keep eggs.
Don't keep them in the fridge.
I do keep them in the fridge because that's safer, but I take them out an hour or so before I'm going to use them.
All right. How do we do it? Begin.
OK. Well, because this dish uses a small amount of mayonnaise, less than usual, that is quite tricky because it's easier to make the mayonnaise in larger amounts. So I've got a tip here, which my sister gave me, which seems to work very well, which is to add to the raw egg yolk a hard-boiled egg yolk, which has been sieved. And that gives a sort of solidity to the sauce, makes it much, much easier. So that's what I'm doing now. I've got the hard-boiled egg yolk sieved in this bowl, and now I'm going to add the raw one.
Very carefully letting the white go into another.
That's right, like Audrey Hepburn and Sabrina. Do you remember that lovely film?
Yes. Okay. And in goes the yolk.
Then I get. I mean, you can do this with a little electric whisk if you like, and I used to do that, but now I prefer to do it just with a simple wooden spoon.
Gosh, I thought you would have to use some sort of whisk. So is it not important to get a lot of air into it?
No, it's not a meringue.
All right, I stand corrected. So you're just stirring it around.
That's right.
With a wooden spoon.
Yes.
Now, the really difficult bit comes, I know, because I've tried this and failed at it,
is when you start to add the oil. Right.
How do you make
sure that it goes in properly? I forgot to bring this with me. It should be in a little jug with a good pouring lip. So much easier like that. So you hold it, the oil receptacle, right up against the lip of the bowl with the egg yolks in it, and you just pour it in, but literally a drop at a time. No, a few drops at a time. And then you go on doing that for a while till it starts to form an emulsion. And then you start to add it a little faster, like a little tiny stream, but not a solid stream. A stream and a stream and a stream, little tiny streams. And when eventually it's formed a good emulsion, you can see it's a sort of quite a heavy, smooth paste, then you can start adding it a bit quicker.
And what sort of quantity of oil would you expect to use? I mean, we've got the one boiled egg yolk in there, we've got one egg yolk. How much oil would you reckon you're going to need?
This amount takes 150 ml. I sort of discount the hard-boiled egg yolk because it's just a thing of my own, really, that I don't know if it's generally accepted as a good idea or not, but it seems to work. And but the more usual amount to make is two egg yolks, the hard-boiled one or not, just as you feel. You may not think it's necessary. And half a pint, that's 300 ml, I think, of olive oil. Also, which oil? Now, I used to use olive oil, which is the classic thing, really, but now I've taken to using either sunflower oil or a mixture. Like today, I used two-thirds sunflower oil and the other third olive. It gives a lighter sauce, a little less pungent and heavy, which mayonnaise sometimes can be.
A completely different flavour, I suppose, because the olive oil would have a very strong flavour.
Yes,
but
yes, it does actually. Yes, it does.
So how's it going?
Well,
it's not curdling, is it?
All right.
What do you do, Arabella, if it does curdle?
Oh, I tell you, it's not the end of the world. What you do is you start with a new egg yolk and a new bowl. You break the egg yolk in there and you start stirring it and you start adding the curdled mayonnaise just as slowly as you did in the first place. And that usually solves the problem.
Jolly good. Okay, so the mayonnaise is just about done. How are you going to put together the dish?
Well, I've got here the prawns. The original dish said shrimps, but I couldn't get the very small pink shrimps that I like. I didn't want brown ones. So I've got these little pink prawns, which are very similar and lovely. And I'm going to stir those. When the mayonnaise is finished, for this particular dish, you add cream, because in the 20s and 30s, they like very much these rather light dishes. So it's got 4 tablespoons of cream, which isn't at all a classic thing, but it's rather nice for this light summery food.
All right, so you put in the prawns.
Yeah.
And then the mayonnaise.
Or the other way around. And then I've got 5 hard-boiled eggs, which have been chopped very neatly, not any old how, but so they're roughly the same size as the prawns. What I do is I cut them in quarters and then cut each quarter into a little sort of chunks. Right.
And it all goes. And Arabella, I'm going to taste that during the cereal.
Oh, yes, that's all right.
And report on how delicious it is.
Great.
Towards the end of the programme. So if you just continue stirring that in for me.
Yeah.
And thank you very much indeed. And we will none of us ever curdle our mayonnaise again. Thank you very much for being with us. Now, Arabella Boxer's mayonnaise was perfect. It was mixed with prawns, chopped boiled eggs, served on a little lettuce leaf, and I have, I'm afraid, eaten rather a lot. And it was absolutely lovely. The recipe is on the website.
You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.